Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Dear friends, we are preparing ourselves for the greatest feast on the Christian calendar, and it is all about life in God, life after death. But before we will have this new life, we must die. So a musician says, everyone wants to go to heaven, but no one wants to die. And yet everyone wants to go to heaven. Well, today, the first reading and the gospel, they speak a lot about death and rising from the dead. Through the prophet Ezekiel, God told the people of Israel who were slaves in a foreign land that he would bring them back to their own soil. When they were in slavery, it was like they were dead and buried. So he would open their graves and raise them up and resettle them on their own land so that they will live the life that God marked out for them. And the Lord said, he has said it, he has promised it, and it will come to pass. So in the gospel, when he sent his son Jesus Christ to come to help all of us to understand his will and to be reconciled with him and one another, this was what he was bringing about. That he is coming to take us away from the effect of sin, to wash us in the waters of baptism, to make us a new creation befitting his glory. And when Jesus came, we heard this story about Lazarus. Lazarus was his friend. He was sick. They sent for Jesus. He stayed there for 4 more days, only 2 miles away. And when he came, Lazarus had died. He wept, and the Jews made fun of him. The one who opened the eyes of the blind people, couldn't he have saved this man? So Jesus went to the grave. He called Lazarus out. He said, they should open the grave, the tomb, and let Lazarus out. They were afraid the body would smell at the time. And Jesus told them, did I not tell you that if you believe in God, you will see greater things? He made Martha to say, I believe that anyone who lives in you will have eternal life, even when he dies. This is what the scriptures are drawing us to. Do we truly believe that in Jesus Christ we will have everlasting life? And how does this life come to us? It's our faith in the resurrection that makes us Christians. And so, when Jesus made Lazarus to come out of the grave, it is a symbol of the baptism we are receiving in Jesus, that when we are washed clean, we become a new creation, to have the power to overcome the power of death, the sting of death. It is death that the evil one uses to deceive and to threaten us. If you do not do this according to my will, you will die. Yes, but Jesus said, if you die and die in Christ, if you die in God, it does not mean anything at all. You have not died. Life continues. If you die and you do not have God, that is what we call eternal death, everlasting death. You die after suffering the challenges and the troubles of this world, then you enter into hellfire. That is what we call death, true death. But when you die, you make a transition from this earthly life into the heavenly realm, you have not really died. you are going to be in the new heavens and in the new earth, where Christ is all in all, to become king over all, where there will not be sorrow and where there will not be tears anymore. This is what we are called to. Jesus Christ, raising Lazarus from the dead, is giving us an example of what we are hoping for. To rise from our sins, to be washed, to become clean, to befit the glory of God. And what God has promised, he will not fail in carrying it out. So today, as we celebrate the fifth Sunday, we are all called to remember that once we have been baptized into Christ, there is no need for us to be afraid of death anymore. Death should not frighten anyone. We should all put our hope in the one who is able to give life after he has taken it away from us, and to renew our life in the new world. So as we go about our business the whole of this week, preparing for next week, which will be something like a comic relief, when we'll be rejoicing with Christ who is going into heaven, into Jerusalem, well, going there to face his death, yet he was joyful, we are all reminded to be awake, to do things that befit the glory of God, that we should think about spiritual things. People who are full of unspiritual things will not befit the kingdom of God. Today, the challenge is thrown to us. Are we ready to leave despair alone and encourage ourselves, knowing that Jesus Christ, who we are looking at, who brings us salvation, will never fail us in all that he has promised? He is taking the lead, and he's going to prepare a place for us. Therefore, we should be assured of God's kingdom, a place in God's kingdom, but we must be ready to leave despair, discouragement, and all the bad ideas aside, knowing that when we die in Christ, we have really not died. We have only made a transition into God. May God, who has called us out of the darkness of our sin into the glory of his grace, help us to understand his will for us, journey with Jesus on his way to the cross, in order to be able to share in his glory.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.